talking about? What the fuck you talking about, man? I can't understand you, bro. You talking crazy. Talking about pollution, overpopulation. Talking about UFOs, GMOs. These big old veins popping out in your neck, bro. You spitting, man. And breathing up my nose. What you talking about? What the fuck you talking about, dude? Back up a little bit, bro. Cause you talking crazy.
I think that should be much better now.
That sounds more better.
Does that sound more better? Okay. Except for you. Something's wrong with you. So, we'll get that fixed. But Brian's there, right?
What?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Ooh, check that out. That's awesome. I didn't do it either.
Hey.
We're just getting rid of Nator, that's all.
Oh, okay.
So, because Nator is having problems.
I know
you don't. So it looks to me like you are going to be in either 4 or 5. Okay. So let's see. Let's see if this helps. Okay.
We have criminal
echo.
State resource.
Okay, that's not it.
It can't hook nobody up
to the internet.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Is that better?
Uh huh.
Okay.
I have a lovely echo.
No, you don't.
Okay. I won't argue with you.
Does she have an echo? See? Nobody else can hear.
Oh, people want to know what you did.
It's none of their damn business.
I'll put none, ya.
Made that magic happen.
Yeah. Actually, whatever it was, I fixed it, so get over it. That's all I can say. So, here we are. What is this, 21st of June? Oh, man, this month is going by quickly.
Too fast.
So.
Yeah, because that means next month's bills are due. But have we done a damn thing over this last week that's been worth anything?
I did work.
Anything paranormal? I mean, what?
No.
Didn't we have something paranormal happen, Brian?
Don't you remember?
Seems like we did.
He's got the look of serious concentration.
That was weird.
I have breaking weird.
Breaking weird? And what does exactly that mean?
I'm just going to read this. Reversing his recent position on the dangers of an extraterrestrial invasion, eminent theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking today said that the planet is in no such peril anymore because aliens are, quote, no longer interested in invading Earth. Assuming that the aliens have been monitoring Earth for the past month in preparation for an invasion, they've also figured out it's no longer worth the trip, Dr. Hawking said. Speaking at a conference at the International Society of Eminent Theoretical Physicists, Dr. Hawking added, most extraterrestrials would want to come to Earth to destroy it, and face it, this planet has been pretty much pre-destroyed.
It's in the...
No longer. Now, okay, punchline. Oh, the Huffington Post. Okay,
no, so it's actually a satire.
So it's absolutely real.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay. Absolutely real.
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, the thing is I've heard him say, well, I haven't heard him say anything, but.
I heard him type and monotone this sound.
I've heard a computer pretending to be him say that. There wouldn't, you know, he can't conceive of there being a whole lot of interest in coming here because of the energy needed to expend to come here wouldn't really be worth the trip when they could learn everything they wanted to know about us, probably from where they're at.
That, and if they did come here, they probably wouldn't be the friendliest things in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if they were coming here, it's probably not to say, hey.
Yeah. We'll it's probably because they need spill. Something. Oh, I'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah,
in the recognition of his role in deterring an alien invasion, Queen Elizabeth II of England today knighted Tony Hayward, the CEO of oil giant BP.
I'm sure.
It's in the same article.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah. No, that is a satire.
Yeah, well, we definitely do need to talk about this BP thing and how it relates to Jeff Peckman.
I've got it.
You got it in the news?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This man, he's...
Oh, you want me to start that already?
Well, unless you got other things you got to do. I mean, you got a date or something? You got somewhere you got to be?
Are
you with us here?
Well, he is illegal.
That's true. That's true. Today, Brian is illegal.
That's right. He is illegal. He no longer has valid proof of his
of citizenship.
Of you to be in the state of Colorado.
How does this affect our political committee?
It doesn't.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Okay, here you go. Breaking news, people. Ghost of Farrah Fawcett contacts Tori Spelling by mistake. Isn't that wonderful?
I love that.
I'm going to read the rest of the story, but I will. The ghost of actress Farrah Fawcett made contact with Tori Spelling just prior to the one-month anniversary of Fawcett's death.
She was looking for Aaron Spelling,
2009. Tori Spelling was channeling through psychic John Edwards with her dead dad, Aaron Spelling, when Farrah Fawcett piped in on the channeling.
Oh, I thought it was a joke at first, but this is, this is legitimate.
Yeah, John Edwards accidentally channeled Farrah Fawcett. I love this.
I wonder if you heard like a call waiting tone or something. And
the party to which you have tried to reach.
She beeped through. Oh, that's beautiful. I like that one. Nice, nice.
Rick says, we could take just about any Jeff Peckman article and publish it with no changes to The Onion.
That's true.
That's very true.
Batman and Superman headline.
What the hell is going on over there?
None of your business. I don't know why you're turning around. You should be paying attention to the show.
You're right. You're right. I should be.
I've already read this here today, but I'll do it again. Extraterrestrial beings answer 50 questions in a new ebook from our buddy Jeff Peckman.
Can you hold this one just for a moment?
No.
Because you have other news?
Yeah.
Okay, because let's hold this one to the end.
Okay.
Because some of the quotes that you guys were pulling out of this book really need to be, I think, examined closer.
Okay, well, this one's going to have to be examined a little closer, too. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Crop circles, June 16th, 2010. Who are they communicating with this time? That's okay. At the end of last year's crop circle season, I didn't know they had a season.
Because you can only do it when they're crops.
If
there are no crops, it's kind of hard to do a circle.
Professional investigators from
they're
the UK region of Earth made the claim that no more...
Some of your cousins. Some of your cousins.
I am reading this.
Did you just say UK region of Earth?
Yeah. Made the claim that no further communication would be made with extraterrestrials by the way of formations in the field. This comment was based on data concluding dialogue that ran its course with a particular faction of extraterrestrials for more than a decade. Through bits and pieces of the messages they received that made their way to the public, there remains much that has not been disclosed. Nevertheless, they were wrong. Crop circle season is back. Now, I have a question. Doesn't them saying that the aliens told them that they wouldn't keep communicating with them and that the crop circles continue put the logical thing together saying that
the
aliens aren't doing the crop circles?
No, they lie.
It
comes with
video. You might have misread something there. Do you still have that paper in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. You might have misread something there, but I could have sworn when you read that you said that the Earth people would no longer be communicating with the aliens via the crop stuff.
I'm just reading it like this.
So read it again, so I can be sure that that's what you said.
This comment was based on a concluding dialogue that ran its course with a particular faction of extraterrestrials for more than a decade. Though bits and pieces of the message they received have made their way to the public, much remains... That doesn't really say.
No, because you said that they were communicating.
Yeah, it does say
at the end of the year, crop season, blah, 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 a few professional investigators from the UK region of the Earth...
Extraterrestrials. So they're saying... That the Earth is using the crop circles to communicate with them.
That's true.
And isn't that backwards from what we know about?
The
facts are about crop circles.
What Dr. Heinemann tells us.
Yes. So I'm confused. Is this also?
I think
satire?
You need to add a comment.
I hate to tell you, but everything in the Parastupid News, regardless of its origin,
is
somehow
satire.
Is satire. Yeah.
Because this is backwards from, I don't know.
It is backwards.
I'm a little disturbed.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can make it through this paragraph without Baxter having a hemorrhage.
Do we need to get a hold of Simeon Hine?
Never mind. I'm already in trouble.
Because this seems kind of that's kind of earth shattering to me.
Okay, hit me with some tunes. Should extraterrestrials stop the Gulf leak? 10,000 signed petition for ETs to show up. These two have nothing to do with each other. The question was asked, and then 10,000 signed petition for ETs to show up. That's the one that Romanek got on his website asking, would you like ET to come here? Doesn't say anything about fixing the oil spill. So, Jeff Peckman, the main organizer of the Denver Extraterrestrial Affairs Commission ballot initiative, scheduled for voting in the November 2010 elections, believes extraterrestrial technologies are available that could be used to stop the Gulf oil leak. Support for Peckman comes from Dr. Stephen Greer, founder of the Disclosure Project. Greer has interviewed over 500 military and corporate whistleblowers who claim advanced extraterrestrial technologies exist and they have secretly been developed. There you go.
I've got a couple of questions while he's struggling with getting it passed. Why is it still only 500? There's been no new whistleblowers.
Well, if you want to have fun, there's a petition.
It's still just the 500.
There's a petition online that's the worldwide representation of the Denver ET Commission that they've got on the site. But nobody has signed that in over 3 years. and there's like 500 people on it.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. You were going to ask
me. Well, I was just saying, okay, so there's no more than those 500 whistleblowers, and you can't be a whistleblower if there's no crime. So what the are you whistleblowing on?
Mm-hmm.
They claim they've seen all this technology, but yet none of these 500 can produce any of the technology. They can't reproduce any of the technology, and they said that there is technology now that BP is hiding.
Okay,
before they said the government was hiding it. Now they're saying BP is hiding
it. Okay, and that brings up a good question right there. BP is fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because they're hiding the technology. Because makes more sense to hide the technology and suffer going bankrupt.
No, they aren't going to go bankrupt.
This is my point.
The whole thing is called, what did they call it? It's basically causing...
You motherfuckers are impossible to have a conversation with. Can I just say that right now?
It's an ecological crisis put into place because people buying stocks and investing in the proper companies make money by doing it, and they'll help BP bail out in the background. I've been hanging out with these conspiracy
theorists. I'm really confused. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, there was so much in that story that you read.
That was dumb.
That was so absolutely wrong and confusing. And I wanted to hit it point by point, but all I could do was basically grunt.
Okay, I have some stuff to lighten this up for a minute.
Blame Obama? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. Ready for this?
Blame Obama. That's how to do it. Okay.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Officials say Southwest airline workers stumbled across a few boxes of human heads at the Little Rock, Arkansas airport. See? That was light.
Now, heads and not skulls.
No, heads. It turns out the heads found June 9 were bound for a medical laboratory in Fort Worth, Texas. They didn't have the proper paperwork.
Of course not.
Okay.
The proper paperwork?
It's a biohazard. Yeah, you can't just put it on the plane in a FedEx box and go.
You can't be bringing that head on your plane.
Exactly.
Hit me with some news.
Oh, God.
Boise, Idaho. Police in Idaho think they may have solved a year-long condiment crime.
Oh, I thought you were going to say condom.
Authorities say a 74-year-old Boise woman was arrested after pouring mayonnaise in the Ada County Library's book drop.
I did hear about this.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah,
she is a person of interest in at least 10 other condiment-related crimes.
And she's a grandma.
Did you know that they classify crimes that way?
Yeah.
Oh, that goes in the condiment file.
Yep.
That's absolutely.
And you know what poor little police officer had to be doing that, or inspector or detective?
She's under investigation for other cases of vandalism that started in May. Library employees have reported finding books in the drop covered in corn syrup and ketchup.
She was out watering her home.
Okay, this one's fun.
When she
did you know that, quote, the nude Mona Lisa has surfaced?
The new Mona Lisa.
No, not nude.
Oh, nude.
Yeah.
I thought that's been out for...
So did I, and it's really pushing big... Have you seen her?
Yeah. Well, I saw the one that
it
I thought
It looks just like
was,
her.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they just confirmed that it was actually painted by the...
Oh, they finally just confirmed? Because I remember being... Oh, I was in my early 20s, and I made a great animated GIF of the two together, so it was she was flashing.
Forth.
Yeah. And I thought that was really funny at that time. And I wouldn't think it was funny now, of course. But I,
why? What's wrong with the nude Mona Lisa?
Well, nothing's wrong with it, but it's more funny when she's flashing. When she's actually, yeah. That's more,
so you're trying to say that the former U.S. Attorney General got all upset because there was boobs showing, and he went and painted over her? Because, you know, he draped all of the statuary.
When he draped the statues, I thought that was really uncalled for.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, I can imagine he did the painting, you know.
Why am I hearing
chatter? I'm hearing it, too. What are we hearing? Can you hear that? Huh?
Well, isn't that... That's me?
Is it? Oh, yeah, her volume's up.
Is it?
That's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Well, we fixed it.
That was just Nator.
We should talk to our guest.
You do, we want to say a little something about our guest first?
Oh, we have to say... Well, no. Our guest picture should speak for itself.
Our guest...
We should not have
well,
to say
our,
anything
our
about our guest.
Guest, I don't know. I think that she is...
Our guest is
an
going
amazing
to,
organist.
Going to be huge.
She doesn't look that small now.
Yeah, that's true. We are in the... What we like to call... Birth of Bangers birthing stage.
All righty then. That's pretty hot. Well, I do have one of her hit songs.
Well, we ought to play one of those first.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. And, Birth of Bangers is the creator of Religitol, which
true.
We can get a little more information on that when we bring her on.
I think you have to say Religitol registered trademark.
Yes, I do. That's, yeah, registered trademark. Due to listen later. Okay. So I think this will be a lot of fun. Let me see if I can find it here, if I can pull it out of the archives. And we'll play this and see what everybody thinks.
I love these.
I don't know how loud it's going to be, so I might have to adjust the volume here so I don't freak out.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, there we go. Damn it.
And they're out of there.
Pray the gate away. Come on, man.
Hey, there was a warning on that. I got to read it.
Sex is not for pleasure, all good fundies know. Only procreation, the pastor told us so. All the homosexuals to Hades, they will go. When we pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. They're an abomination in our world today. Hell bent for leather on the Hershey Highway. Sanctity, he even took a bite. Sired several children, but now we know he lied. Pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. We're an abomination in our world today. Hell bent for leather on the Hershey Highway. Pray the gay.
Oh, isn't that brilliant? That's totally brilliant.
Well,
it's much better when
Colorado
you have,
thing.
Well, yeah, it's
you
much
can't.
Better when you have the video because there's all the Ted Haggard pictures
right.
yeah,
going
well,
with
plenty
it.
Of, plenty of
I
Ted
knew
Haggard
who she
stuff.
Was talking about.
So
he's working out of his garage now, just in case anybody wants to go and join.
Oh, he started a new
yeah, he's
fellowship.
Back. He's
yeah,
back on the
but
whole
he was
thing,
working
yeah.
out of his garage. Has he been able to get a building yet?
That beeping you hear is me texting Bertha.
She's a texter?
Yeah.
Wow, Teg Haggard's in
she's
Wikipedia.
Kind of a cougar. She's kind of a cougar. So.
Oh, was she making the hit on you?
Well, I don't know yet. She's been hitting on Brian this whole time. So, So hopefully she'll be.
My proof: Kenya Obama is related to BP oil spill. I'm in my conspiracy thing.
It's okay. Haggard's totally, completely cured.
Well, what else should we?
Well, that proves it right there.
What's
Kenya was a British colony when Obama was born. BP is British Petroleum. I think that's it right there. That's the connection.
Yeah, that is the connection.
Makes it for me.
So while we wait for Bertha to give us a call back here, what's Bertha doing right now?
We're teaching a comedy class somewhere.
Ah. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. Now, how did you stumble upon Bertha?
Facebook.
Is it that where all great things were found?
To be a Facebook friend? You were trolling?
I wasn't trolling.
How do you explain that one?
Yeah, come on, Brian. We want to fess up here.
Yeah, I was looking for,
looking for
grannies.
old religious women.
Some people are into grannies.
Chinese now cloning tiger puppies.
Oh, awesome.
Tiger puppies.
Yeah, see, it's a tiger puppy.
That's gorgeous.
People should not be allowed to touch Photoshop.
Or
just because they can.
Or shoe polish, whichever made that happen.
Last week I warned everyone about China's latest sin, splicing the genome of a noble puppy dog with a lowly tiger cat. I hope the Chinese know that God has no problem splicing the soul of a sinner with flaming God.
Oh, these guys,
very
they're so
nice.
Fun.
Very
oh,
nice.
Wait, you didn't see these pictures of them, though.
And neither
these
will
are
anybody
adorable.
In our audience.
I'm going to send them the link. So I will send them the link. I'm good at sending the link.
Yes, you are. You always send the links. Just people that download any podcast that I decide sometime.
Well, I don't know how to do all that. You have not taught me, but see.
Yeah, those look like cats.
They are. It's being nursed by a dog.
Okay. Tiger triplets, got it, okay.
Something we could bring up is the fact that the UFO people, especially the pecmanoids or whatever they're called, seem to have seem to have some gift to be able to take any topic, any subject, regardless of what it is, and spin it into a, if the ETs were only here, it would be so much better.
Right. Right.
Regardless of what it is.
That's true. They do. They're very good at that.
I think that's how I date. I will spin it back into my dating life, no matter what the subject matter might be.
Now, I will say...
Oh, we totally forgot. While we're waiting for Bertha to call back, your last news item that we were going to go into more.
Oh, yeah,
Lavendar.
Yeah, yeah.
Lavendar.
Lavendar.
Oh,
Lavendar.
Do I have to?
Come on, bring up Ms. Lavendar.
You don't have to.
Okay.
It's all right. Not a big deal.
No, I think he needs to bring it up.
Our audience doesn't care.
People, there is a book out called The 50 Questions and Answers, A Celestial Point of View, which is such an earth-shattering, important thing.
We're
it's
so
now
lucky to have
being
years.
Released
it's
after 1983's translation of it. And for only $3.33, buy two, it's a little more evil.
Oh, guess
way.
Who's calling?
Bertha.
Bertha's calling.
Oh.
So.
That's because we called her up by talking about this book.
Let's see
evil.
Here. Hello?
Hello, this is Sister Bertha calling.
Yay,
Bertha. This is Baxter. Over to my right is Brian, and then in between us is Nator.
Over to my other right.
So.
More right.
Well, it's good to speak to you boys tonight. I'm calling all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Awesome. And
Bertha, I'm a girl. Just wanted to get that straight.
Nator is female, but that's okay.
She's female?
Yes.
So she claims.
I like females, Esther, if she's ever had a granny young girl.
I don't think so.
Not yet.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't talk like that. I just got out of church.
Well, we are so happy.
You're happy?
Happy that you're on with us, yes.
Yes, be happy, but don't be gay.
Wouldn't dream of it.
If you get too happy, we'll have to play the gay away.
We just did that.
We actually just played your song for all of our listeners, so they can...
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for playing that. I appreciate that.
Oh, not a problem.
And I know all the ex-homos appreciate it, too.
I think we have a few in our chat room, so yeah. That's very good. Now, how did you get started?
How did I get started? Well, my husband got a couple of double D batteries. and he put them in that little thingamajig he got from that little star down on the side of town. That's how I got started.
Very nice. Okay, I'm so glad I asked.
A little rewording of the question, maybe.
I'm sorry, I'm just playing with you. Well, I got started years and years ago back in a little town called Fundyville, USA. You ever heard of Fundyville?
I haven't. Just from hearing it from you, actually. I haven't heard of it otherwise.
Well, a lot of people know about Fundyville, but the name is a little hard. Fundyville is short. It's where the Bible fundamentalists come from. You know the word Fundy is short for Bible fundamentalist.
Gotcha.
And Fundyville is just a small, little, gossipy, narrow-minded town full of mean-spirited bigots that want to fuck you over in the name of Jesus, located somewhere close to you.
I can relate. Yeah.
I've never seen Baxter lose
can
it
I
like
use the
this.
F-bomb? Is it okay to use the F-bomb?
Oh yeah, because we're not even cable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're internet.
It's all right. We've had a few guests on that have. I've had to tell them to fucking shut up, so it's okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know all the rules. I like to abide by the rules.
Yes, you do.
So how did you get started?
Well,
I know you got a nice little, you got a show going about the paranormal and ghosts and spooky things like that. How did you get started with that?
Well, Brian and I have been interested for a long time, and we started researching, with Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society about 11 years ago. And we just thought it would be fun to start a radio show about it. And we're researchers of the skeptical kind.
Yeah,
so.
I believe that. And I believe I've got a show topic suggestion for you.
Okay.
You ought to look into the anuses of the televangelist. There's ghosts in there.
They're called ass ghosts.
They're greed ghosts. They live in the anus of the televangelist. You need to put your probes in there and find one, yank it out of there, and put it on display on your website.
That's a brilliant idea.
We are in the land of Ted, so.
Yeah. See, we're not too far from Ted Haggard, so we can
Ted
drive
Haggard,
down.
Is that right? You're real close to Ted Haggard?
Yep, we know right where he lives.
That's true.
You know, I was involved in running that homosexual demon out from his colon.
At this point, I don't think there's a whole lot of tightness keeping it in there. So.
That's true.
Well, I believe you're right about that. Talk about loose as a goose. I bet his anus is loose as the balls on a moose. You get a lot of moose out there, don't you?
Yes, we do.
We got a few moose, yes. Yes,
yeah,
we
so
do.
So you've seen the balls on a moose. What's loose?
Some of us have.
Yeah, a little bit. What about this fantastic invention you've made, Religitol, registered trademark?
Well, see, Religitol is a drug that I've invented. That's the commercial name. The real name for the chemical ingredient is fundamine acinite. Fundamine acinite, 500 milligrams of the starter dose, will get you going. You get going on that for about a week. You'll be ready to bump it up to about 1,000 milligrams of fundamine acinite, and you'll be ready to go hunting fags. You'll be ready to bring down the wrath of God on people.
Very nice.
Religious talk. And you can also graduate to the hardcore form that I take. Every day you snort it. It's a little white powder. You can snort it. And you can take a little and put it up your anus and bring you a little patootie and you can put it in your pee-pee holes.
Oh, God.
If you want to get freaky for the Lord. Yeah.
What?
And so the show drops.
Yeah. What can one say at this point?
I think
you know?
I have the vapors over that.
Well, you say what you gotta do. Take Religitol. It's the churchified cure-all. You know why? Because it's never too late to stop thinking for yourself.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh.
Very nice. Now you've been. Was there a point where you were astray and you had to be brought back into the flock and be born again?
Well, I've been born again about 8 or 9 times. And the first time was after my little debacle there with the Reverend Jimmy Swagger down in New Orleans. But do we have to talk about that?
No, no.
I'm a little embarrassed. You know, it was all over the news.
Yeah. It's we probably heard
she
that
made
one.
Him cry.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he cried over that one.
Yeah, he got it. He got it all straightened out, just like the Honorable Reverend Ted Haggard. Got all straightened out. Never done it again, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Where anybody could see it.
Wow.
You know, it's freaky in the evangelical closet. Have you figured that out?
We've been avoiding that.
Yeah, that particular closet we've been avoiding. Mm-hmm.
You need to go on there and search for some ghosts.
A lot of skeletons, I bet.
Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you what. My cousin Imogene, she's a Jehovah's Witness. You know what a Jehovah's Witness is?
I believe I do, but I think I might be reeducated.
It's just another sect, you know.
Okay.
They think they're the only ones going to go to heaven. You know, she says, you need to go to Jehovah's Witness or you will make it to heaven. And I said, well, I'm not really worried about going to hell. As a matter of fact, I had a dream last night that I died and went to hell. It wasn't that bad. I got to meet Oral Roberts.
He was
down there with his brother, Anil. Did you know Oral Roberts had a brother named Anil?
I did not.
Yeah, he does. He didn't get famous. But can you imagine when they were little boys, how confusing that had to be when it was supper time and their mother would come out on the front porch and say, Oral! Anil! Oral! Anil, it's time to eat supper!
Yeah, that would be an interesting neighborhood to be in.
That would freak me out. As my grandson says, it would be freaky dicky.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, you know, you sound pretty handsome over the phone. I got to I don't...
Yeah, I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen.
I'm getting hit on again. I knew it.
And
I don't usually get these vibrations on these phone interviews. I feel like there's something going on between us, don't you?
I think so. I think there is something
going on. I'm not going to discount any possibilities right now.
I mean, you sound so manly. It's like the testosterone is tripping off of my cell phone right now.
Oh, Bertha is bad.
Yeah, I'm breaking a beat of sweat here.
Yeah, you know what I tell them? You know what I say? Once you go granny, you'll love the fanny. You ever had a good granny fanny fucking?
Oh, for the love of God.
You have turned him religious.
Yeah, it's official. We got master blush. Yeah. I'm loving this.
Well, it could be a religious experience, let me tell you.
Oh, I think so. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. Yeah, you got me. Shouting the name of our Savior here.
Yeah, you know, I'm writing a song. Well, sex is my religion. Let us pray.
Oh, my gosh. Grief will never take you back.
Just think about this. I heard a statistic last week from the National Evangelical Council of Churches that said once a child, boy or girl, reaches the age of 18, 80% of evangelical children are leaving the church. 80%.
That's a big number.
Yeah, it is. So why not invent a new religion to keep them in the church? Let's invent the first church of sexuality.
And that would probably keep them. Well, depending on the practices.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They'd be like me. They'd want to have an all-night prayer meeting, private prayer meeting with their pastor.
Oh, Bertha. Bertha. So, what's up?
Hey, you want to have phone sex? I'm a nasty critic tonight. I know you don't like it, because it can be.
There's no sin with phone sex, right?
Is my mom in the chat room?
No, but I can call her.
The way I see it, the only safe sex is phone sex.
Yes.
Well, that is safe sex. You're right. You are right. Absolutely.
It was the comedian that said that.
Yeah, have you got Skype?
He does. Skype. He does. He has Skype.
Oh, I'm a Skype sexual. Oh, God, I hope none of my church friends hear this conversation. I advertise all over the Internet, too. It's going to be terrible on Sunday.
Baxter has that effect on older women. I don't know what it is.
Said you've had sex with older women?
Yes, especially those who don't hear so well.
Yeah, so you have to say, oh, God, a little bit louder.
I am speechless.
I don't know. That's all right. Don't say. You don't have to say anything. I know how you're feeling. Just reach down and touch it.
Oh, I have to get off the phone now.
And you have to get off now? Let's all get off together. Just reach down and touch your little pooka.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a good time. It's not a good time for that.
It's not a good time?
No.
All right. Well, you know, I didn't mean to turn you on.
That sounds like a song.
Good. We crank up the air conditioning over there, Brian.
Palmer is the name you're looking for.
I hope my grandson is listening. He'll turn into a creeper, for sure.
I think he's going to have to go into therapy.
I think he's doomed.
You think he's doomed? You think it's already too late?
I think so. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
So, okay. Whew. Okay, let me bring it back here. Okay, so
let's watch
what,
recovery.
What?
It's like BP oil spill. It's just getting worse and worse.
It's not like the BP oil spill. I will get this cleaned up in no time. Just look the other way. Trust me.
I kind of feel like you probably got a little pre-ejaculate in your pants right now.
I'm going sailing now.
Okay. Breathe. Okay. So what's next for Sister Bertha Banger?
Well, what's next? Well, there's a whole lot happening here in Nash Vegas. I'll tell you, you call it Nash Vegas, a show business, nice, you know.
Yeah.
But I recently hooked up with a couple of other funny people like myself. They're funny. Speech Impediment Man from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. And another funny person, Johnny Q Amish. And we're teaming up together to put on shows starting here in Nash Vegas, and we're going to tour the country, and we hope to come to Denver.
You better let us know if you do, because
we'll get you backstage passes, and have you come back and snort a line of religion talk with us.
I see no way around it.
Yeah, that's a
half. I wish we could get her double billing with Psychic Justice.
Now you have to come.
Yes, I will be there. Yeah. You have to let us know.
Yes, we'll do it. And are we friends on Facebook?
Yes, we are. We are.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put a new video up. Watch the new video. People can go and check out of me and watch the story of how I hired Speech Impediment Man from the Howard Stern Show to be my announcer for my ministry.
Excellent choice.
Yeah. We always make great decisions when we're whacked out of our minds on religion talk.
Very nice. So when does this tour start?
Well, as soon as I get my Brazil wax, we're going to hit the road.
Okay.
Oh, my. I did not know we needed to do that before they hit the road.
We're going to the 80s, baby. We're gonna have a kilo of religion talk, some electric guitar amps, some groupies. And everybody gets a complimentary Brazil wax. So I'm enjoying lots of oral sex.
Very nice.
No one needs
an old pussy that's got fuzz on it.
What's that?
No one wants to eat an old pussy that's got fuzz on it.
No.
No, no, I'm sure no one does.
Wow.
I'll keep that in mind.
Baxter, really go this
oh my
we,
gosh.
We might have to restructure the rules.
Yeah, you said she could say what she's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yep,
gave
I
her
did.
Permission.
I gave you free reign. This is all good. So
yeah.
Now, are the tour dates on your Facebook page?
They're not up. We just started negotiating today. Our first concert night is going to be here at the Exit Inn. It's a music venue here in Nashville, and that's in the beginning of September. And then we're going to have our dates up on a special website that's being built.
Oh, great.
If you go there, you can get a stretch and sniff Bible, and you can stretch all kinds of scenes from the Old Testament if you want to stretch an old orgy from Sodom and Gomorrah, or if you want to stretch some incest, or you want to stretch a little violence, you want to get on a murder, you can stretch and sniff the Bible.
Very nice. That's a great concept.
That is brilliant.
Stretch and sniff Bible. I like that.
Stretch and sniff Birkenbanger's Bible.
Oh, God. Now,
wouldn't you like to know what it really smelled
no.
like back in the Garden of Eden inside Eve's pussy?
No, I don't think so.
The original. Listen to me, fellas. The original.
I heard that there was a time when God called down to Adam and said, Adam, bring Eve, and I need to speak with you.
He's going to the river with this.
She and Adam's like, well, Eve is busy right now, and God says, well, what is she doing? Well, she's swimming in the ocean. And then God said, damn it, now all the fish are going to smell like that.
Oh.
Wow, so that's deep. that's how that happened.
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. I wasn't there. But that's what I heard.
But
so.
But ever since I was a young girl, I've had these tendencies. I've always liked the smell of a good tuna boat. I guess that makes me vicarious.
Yeah, I guess, you know, and it makes me wonder if you should be talking more to Nator than me.
No, I don't think so.
Well, don't you just love it when you go to, do you have Kroger's grocery stores out there where you're at?
We do, yes.
Yeah, don't you just love it when you go to Kroger's and you pick up a can of that chicken from the sea, chicken out of the sea, and you crack that can open and that smell of pussy just comes up, wafts up in your face. Do you love it?
That is a Baxter question, not a Nator question, that is for sure.
I will have to open a can tonight and let you know. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, at my age, I don't mince words anymore.
No, you don't.
None of us knows how long or short our life's going to be, so we might as well get right down to it and say how we feel about it. Isn't that right?
Apparently. you have an even better perspective on that than I do, so I'm going to just agree with you.
Yeah. All right, let's agree to agree. Let me ask you this right now.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your erection right now? I know I've got you all turned on, hot and bothered. What is it, about a 5?
Sister bangers.
Your grandma bangers, what it is.
I might have to call you back. So we can talk a little later.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You got Skype?
I have Skype, yes.
I'll show you things like you've never known.
Oh, we're going to be on a cryptozoology project, Brian.
Well, I tell you, I'm sure we've grossed a lot of people out. But no, it's not my fault. I'm like this.
No, it's not your fault.
If you spent as many years as repressed and pent up and oppressed in the church as I have, you'd want to let off a little steam once in a while, too.
Well, yes, I can see that. Yeah.
What do you think Ted Haggard wanted to go smoke meth and suck cock?
Yeah, he was a little repressed.
It's his religion that made him that way. You mark my words.
Yep.
You won't be long. Old Teddy be puffing the Peter again.
Well, yeah, if he keeps coming back to religion, he'll keep going the other way, too.
Yeah, so how far is he from you?
About an hour.
About an hour?
Yep.
We might just have to run by and say hello when I'm there.
I think that would be great.
To say hello.
We'll have you live in the show, and we'll also take you for a little tour down to see Ted. But we have a couple of questions from our chat room for you.
Yeah, let's have it.
Do you have Twitter? There are several people now who want to follow you.
I'm so honored. Yes, I have Twitter. Let's see. If you go to my MySpace, I've got it listed there. I've got a link there.
Okay.
It's twitter.com/birthdaybangers.
All right.
I think. I'm pretty
perfect.
Sure.
Perfect.
We'll have them look it up. That's on the Facebook.
Perfect. Did you have any other questions?
I mean, on MySpace.
I'm excited about that. As a matter of fact, I'm just on the Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't heard that one before. That's good.
Yeah. What else would you like to ask the old hag?
Are there any other questions?
Let's see.
She's looking right now.
The devil made her do it. Cinder Kitty wants to know what Bertha would think of her Halloween outfit, but we don't have a picture right now,
we can't do that one. Yeah.
They would like you to have her as a guest at Halloween for the next Halloween get-together.
I don't know how to take that. But you know what, right now, excuse me, I've been drinking a little whiskey.
I
don't have anything booked on Halloween, and if you want me to, I'll call you then.
Oh, that'll work.
We got to do it.
Yes.
That'd be good.
That'll work. Yeah, we'll be in touch on that.
We could have a real fruit show that night.
Yes.
I could get a little drugged up on some Crown Royal and some Coke, and I could get, you know, I've got a prescription card for my glaucoma. I get some medical marijuana, and I could take a double dose, and we could have a real city making night.
You know,
my gosh.
This is sounding like quite a party. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot.
I'm designated driver. That's all
I'm
I got
liking
to
your
say.
Vibe, Big Daddy.
Well, Sister Bertha, we are so happy that you joined us this evening. This was a fun show.
I want to say thank you very much to you and your wonderful staff. For asking me on. It's been a privilege. It's been a joy.
Always talking about my staff.
And yeah, well, I see. Lewis had a sexual turn on as well. I gotta tell you, I haven't seen a stat to turn me on like that since Moses parted my Red Sea.
Oh, that's
we
wrong on too many levels.
Her.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to thank you and the staff. And I want to thank everyone for listening and supporting your program. And I wish you the best, and I hope we can be good friends.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Bertha. And we're definitely going to be seeing you on Facebook and Twitter and obviously Skype. And we'll talk with you again very soon.
And Sounds great. You know, take care. Remember, once you call Granny, you'll love the fanny.
Well, absolutely. It's been great talking to you, and let us know when you got some tour dates.
I will do it.
Excellent. Have a great night.
All right. You too.
Bye. Wow.
I've never seen you blush.
Oh, but continuous blush,
crazy.
Too.
Not just that was crazy.
I was
apparently very unprepared for what that was going to be.
Oh, none of us were prepared.
Wow. Oh, my
but
God.
But you gave her permission. That's
what I had
she was,
no
she
idea.
She was just like, oh,
I
calm.
She was all granny-like.
And then
granny-like.
She said, can I? And then you said, yes, it's fine. Go ahead,
right
be yourself.
F-bomb? Oh, man, it just went. That was a nosedive.
There are people who are seriously going to be following her now.
Yeah, she gained a few fans there, didn't
oh
she?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is intense.
That was a little beyond what I was expecting.
Well,
just to,
better you than me. That's all I got to say.
Got you a little bit as well, but
I know,
not
but
as
I
much.
Just kept turning to the side.
dodging them as they, she
That's
was hurling
right.
them.
Thank goodness it's wash and wear.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now.
In the afterglow.
Yeah, that was our last show. You just can't follow that up.
Yeah, that was it.
I
forever.
Really think. She needs to talk to Blake from Monster Talk. That's what she needs to do. Those two would have a ball.
Yeah.
What about Dr. A?
The world would blush, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she and Dr. Atlantis.
That's what
I
thought.
Oh, that is? Yep. I don't know him as Blake. Yeah. I only know him as Dr.
Yeah,
A.
Dr. Atlantis, yes.
Okay,
Dr.
Thank
Blake.
You.
Blake.
Yep.
All right.
Dr. Blake Atlantis. He would have a very fun conversation with her, I'm sure.
I'd like to see her and Rick go at it.
I don't, because I don't know what that would do to Rick. And we know he's balancing on a razor's edge right now as it is. So.
And Sister could tip him over.
Yeah. Yeah, that could go bad. That's all we need is...
That could go bad, Rick.
Yeah, get Rick all hopped up on religitol, and that wouldn't be good.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Yeah, unexpected.
Okay, so we could end the show just now.
We could. I was going to say, hey, we could have some of those quotes from the book, but I don't even know if that works now.
No,
I don't
doesn't.
Think, no. Uh-uh. Just, I think what she... No. Not even Reap to come on after
she
her.
She blew the crap out of everything. That was just amazing. Wow. Yeah.
I'm so glad I was here.
Sorry, Mom.
Because I'm going to be out. So
so you at least got to be involved in this one.
I got to be involved with Sister. Yeah, that was worth it.
Whew. Yeah.
That's made my career.
Now, I really need to hear now, because the sister was on the Dr. Demento show not too long
ago.
Yeah,
we need to hear the...
I want to know how.
Yeah.
Just
how was that family friendly?
Well, you know, she's able to, you know...
The doctor
she's flexible.
Isn't always
Don't talk to me about
friendly.
Her being flexible. I don't need that image right now. I don't need that image.
I don't
image
want to interfere
head.
With whatever you're imaging right now. Ugh. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, something about the Red Seas. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can't believe you can't get over that, but that's so cute.
Like Rick's like,
I need
it's
a
amazing
rain shower.
Lightning didn't strike the entire internet.
Yeah, we had the explosion 2 weeks ago.
I know.
And then again,
and
a
then
week after
this
that.
Week.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
How so.
Did,
Yeah, we
okay,
got people lusting after her.
This is a show that needs to go into the archives today.
I don't know if I want anyone here.
Oh, you should see his body language. I have never
I
seen
I feel
you
violated. I literally
You're
feel
sitting
violated.
Like you've been violated, too.
After this.
I know. Well, actually, we're just going
to
need to get him some fried chickens.
To
some fried chickens and some religitol. You'll be all right.
You know, I thought that I was... scarred from fucking Peckman and shit. But.
Oh my gosh, if we could get Peckman and the sister in the room and then
you know
close the door
fun.
And see how Peckman comes out
you
afterwards.
Know
that
would
be, oh.
There would be claw marks on him.
Is to have Sister Bertha crash one of the E.T. lectures.
Oh, yeah.
And just
oh
go on
God.
A Bible.
To have her crash anything. Have her crash Skepticamp. That would be...
Oh, that would be lovely.
That
We're going to have to
insane.
See if we can somehow figure out how we can get her here.
Well, if she tours out here, we'll... I'm sure she would be more than happy. I mean, she wants to go see Ted Hacker.
That's true. We're in the right place.
I don't think there would be enough room in his garage.
Oh, man. I can only imagine
out.
What that would be like. Mm.
Well, should I don't, we get out of here?
I think we should. I think I really do need a shower. So I think we should just call it good. And do we have anything major going on next week?
We can't think.
Next week, if Notor's worked her magic like she's supposed to have.
No.
No?
No, she said until when I come back.
So we're going to have somebody.
We'll have somebody. Unfortunately, they won't be nearly as comical as this evening.
That was a trip. But, yeah, we'll get it figured out. We'll have somebody on, and as we always do, because that's just how we roll. And that'll be fun. So,
oh,
everybody, my. Have a great week. We have Skepticamp coming up for us.
That's right.
This Saturday. And
it
then
reminds me, I need to just shut it down.
And okay. And then we
something?
Also have next Wednesday... We are showing The Host up at Boulder for
yes,
the Bloody Celluloid Film
Series.
Yes, I want to
see that movie.
Yeah, I've been watching it, and it's fun.
But I'm going to be in
it's
training.
It's really fun.
Somebody's going to have to take me a bootleg.
We'll figure it out. No, we won't do anything illegal, but we'll figure it out.
Bootleg is just a term.
It's just a term. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Ooh, Rick's going to confession.
Yeah. Now, like now we all are. Jesus Christ, everybody have a good night.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Everybody's stupid, everybody's stupid, everybody's stupid but me. Oh, somebody told me that you were so stupid.
Google Bob Larson, whatever you need to do on several places around Facebook.
BobLarson.org.
.org, that's one way to do it. You can also go to SkepBitch and check
she has
out.
A very nice article.
Yes, yes, Dr. Karen Stolzno actually did quite an article on, and actually it's just a blurb. That's just a blurb because she's going to be coming out here in August, and she's going to really sit down and interview Brian and me and get the full true story on everything and then actually write a full article on it. So there, everybody will be getting the real juicy tidbits then. So,
but I would like to know how to stop
tidbits?
These people.
Well, yeah.
How do you stop these people? It's really easy. You don't.
That's what I don't like.
I guess it is. No. Father Gabriel Amorth.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking Amroth. Amorth. Amorth.
He's a creepy old man.
Yeah, he is. He's a pretty creepy dude. But who is he, for those that don't know?
He is the chief exorcist for Rome.
There you go.
The head exorciser.
Right. So he exorcises heads like... Yep.
Yes, he does.
Like many in...
He's in Wikipedia.
Many of the priests do. So, yeah, it's a very interesting weekend that we had. Friday night, we went to the free seminar. I'm saying free with quotey fingers because Bob made it very clear that he expected no less than $100 from each of us.
And somebody.
Somebody.
Would write at least a $5,000 check for him.
We're talking about a room of maybe 30 people.
Yep.
And he wants to make...
Oh, that's not very large. I thought it was a larger venue.
No. It was
interesting.
Well, you remember Star Fest. You remember Horror Fest.
Yeah.
You remember our hallway there in Horror Fest.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the hall where they were showing movies all day.
Right.
That's the room it was in.
Oh, my... I did think it was a bigger venue because I've been to some revivalist, you know, and they didn't have the tent, but they were taking up an auditorium.
This was small
and intimate.
It was very intimate, and it got too close for me.
Yeah, it really did. Because Bob was saying hi to me and shaking my hand every 5 minutes.
I know, yeah. Yeah, it was way too close.
He had to see y'all.
Oh, he knows us now. He knows us well, and he thinks he needs to come back to save us, so I'm quite excited about that. So,
because
they were singing Amazing Grace, and one of the lines is, "My Lord has ransomed me."
Mm-hmm.
And I kept singing really loudly, "My Lord has rancid meat."
Did you really?
Yes. And then there was Unending Love, Amazing Grace. I kept singing Unending Lust, Amazing Spider-Man.
No, really? Yeah. That loud?
Oh, Logan was dying.
Oh, my gosh.
Logan was dying. Well, and then when Bob leads us into the prompting or the preparation for the exorcisms for when
right.
the demons
Which
were going to all
good reason
bust
that
out.
You guys can watch with your background in readings and FBI techniques
and
groupthink and the hypnosis.
This was all hypnosis. This was all crowd hypnosis. It was just beautifully done. But he's getting the crowd primed. Oh, he's a pro. He is a seasoned pro at this. So he's getting the crowd primed and he's like, think back. Here's the number one thing when you're doing hypnosis. It's not this whole relaxation thing that everybody thinks. That's not what gets you into hypnosis. It's anxiety.
It's shock.
Yeah, and because your mind tries to escape that by slipping into a different state so it can deal with the anxiety. So the first thing he says is, I want everybody in here to think about the most horrible thing that's ever happened to them.
Oh, interesting.
So that's how he's starting to get it going. And I'm thinking, it's happening right now. But he starts going, did your father abuse you? And I leaned forward and glanced at Logan.
He busted up laughing. I busted up laughing.
Yeah.
Did he pick up on Logan?
He was looking at Logan and his girlfriend. His girlfriend has all these different rock band names written in pen all over her jeans.
Well, and don't forget, Logan's got a pierced lips.
And, yeah. And his hairs and, you know, and a ponytail and everything. And he's sitting there. But the problem is since Logan likes to go to church so he can sing.
Right.
He knew all the songs that Bob was playing.
Uh-huh.
And so we figured out fairly quickly what reactions Logan has when he lies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's like sitting there and he's like, oh, and I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I know this song. And then the next song comes on and I'm like, do you know this song? And I watched his reaction because, mm-hmm. you know, his girlfriend's on the other side of him nodding.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it. He's like, no. Okay. So and then Brian was picking up on it at the same time, which is really mm-hmm. cracking me up. It's like Brian and I actually share one brain often.
Yes, I've noticed that.
So, yeah.
That's why I try not to get in the way.
It's gross in the middle
of
us. Don't
want to step on the slime.
Right.
Don't want to step on the brain.
Yes.
That's right.
So the next song comes on. We had to sit there and listen to this goddamn spiritual rock for probably 20 minutes.
My people were singing good in the tent.
Well, yeah.
I have some recordings. It was good.
Songs.
You know,
the Oklahomans have great spiritual songs.
Yeah,
those are fantastic.
I like that. You take me to a good tent revival?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the people, but I love the show.
The music.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of great fun. So anyway.
I just can't figure out the dance moves.
Yeah. Well, it has a lot to do with epileptic seizure.
We did discover that the Caucasians of the crowd in general have absolutely no timing whatsoever.
Now, this is the part I have
so
to admit.
Typical.
I don't understand this. I would be somewhere and the clap would get off beat.
Uh-huh.
How do you get off beat? And it's not even like they were choosing upbeat
uh-huh.
versus downbeat.
Right.
They
off.
Get off.
Just off.
And I'm like, but you people write music.
Well, here's
the
problem. Is when people do things live, you know, and when people are just clapping to a recording, to them, that's a live performance.
Right.
They're putting their life. Adrenaline takes them over.
Yep.
And as soon as adrenaline and clapping are involved in the same body, they start speeding up.
Now, I have to admit, we did have one cousin who was off clapping beat. And people looked at her, and she was quickly brought back into the rhythmic fold. And that had me cracking up, because I'm like, now how you get off beat?
Well, you could have maybe played a little bit of country and western for her, see if she would help.
That might have been it. That might have been. She may probably need to hear some more country and western.
Yeah.
A lot less gospel.
A little more folk.
Yes.
Maybe. That would have helped.
Yeah. A little more Weird Al.
Well, there you go.
Which I got to see. That was so much
fun.
You
went to Weird Al?
Yes, she went.
You saw. I posted.
She posted.
Did nobody?
Your free ticket.
You are not on my news feed because you bugged the hell out of me. No, you're just not on my news.
Well, this is why you lose out.
See, I didn't even know. Unless, because it depends. Because I've got Reap on my news feed, which means that Reap posts probably 900 times a day.
Yeah, Reap and Holly, they'll kill you.
Yeah, so everybody else gets pushed off my news feed almost immediately.
Well, it's okay.
So
I don't take it personally. I know I'm not that important in your life.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I want to know how Weird Al was.
Bloody marvelous. That man is a perfectionist when it comes to performing.
Oh, yeah.
His timing is tight. He and his band at the end did a 20-minute encore where they do all the Star Wars stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But they also did some musical a cappella playing, which was really nice to hear. But I wasn't going to stand up because as much as I liked the concert, I'm like, it's not worth a standing ovation, y'all. But y'all go ahead and enjoy. I'm sitting down. I didn't pay money for my ticket, so I'm relaxing.
We got to see Weird Al a few years ago at the venue formerly known as Fiddler's Green.
Oh.
Now known as the Painfully Dental
Tampax something. I don't even know what they call it.
Tampax.
Yeah.
The Tampax Review.
Yeah. So, but that he was phenomenal then, and we were shocked. And the people in the crowd even surprised me. I was expecting far more Starfest types. And they were there.
Oh, they were here.
They were there. But there was a lot of people I didn't expect to see, you know, that is wow. it's different.
Micah saw his boss, his former boss. He didn't expect to see her
so
there.
So did I when I was there. I saw my former boss. And wow. It was like, wow, I didn't expect that either. Well, that's really interesting.
Okay, now let's get back, though, to this Larson.
Weird Al is paranormal, though. Okay, so Bob Larson.
I do wish he would cut his hair.
He's got some
Not
issues.
Everybody looks good with the hair like that.
Yeah, yeah. Not everybody, meaning you, Weird Al. anyway.
I do have to say this one thing, though.
Go for it.
Okay, now, Weird Al, when he's choreographed, he can actually dance. But when he does it on his own, my gosh.
He's double-jointed.
He was like, what the? He's not double-jointed. That man is loose-limbed.
Yeah.
That's whack-a-mole-type movements. That's just not, He's like Steve Martin. Steve Martin can dance, but then you put Steve Martin on his own, and it's like, what happened to the understanding?
When he lets the, Well, he says that he used to put slices of bologna in his shoes so he would feel
Weird
funny.
Al?
No, Steve Martin.
I don't trust anything he says. I think that man lies. I think he's Clinton's brother.
He also said he took some drugs and ended up in a vacuum cleaner.
That's
so true.
The man wrote a book on how to fold
ended
soup.
Up in a vacuum cleaner?
In a vacuum cleaner, yeah. Because the drugs made him get small.
Oh, thank you for explaining that, because the only way I know guys ending up in vacuum cleaners has not been...
I forgot about the drugs that made him small.
That's the only way I know.
Not like that.
Okay, well, that was all I knew.
Not like that.
Now I know better.
Yes.
It made him small. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Yes.
Now back to Bob. So
Bob
you guys
Larson.
Are there.
Well, you know,
and you
I
guys
needed
are in
this.
Only
I needed
30
this diversion.
People and you're laughing and being yourselves.
Oh, you should have
and
seen
did
the
not
woman in front of us kept snapping her neck around looking at Logan Glaren. Oh, it was hilarious. And she was his age.
Yes.
And it was just funny as hell watching
that. That one that's right in front of you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She kept snapping around, staring, glaring at
she
Logan.
She didn't look like she belonged.
No. Well, there's a few people that didn't because mom or dad drugged them there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
we're going to go get some religious beat into you.
I was going to do a thing like that where I was going to jump up and start screaming and punching Logan and say, I brought you here to be saved. Now shut up.
And be saved.
start just beating the hell out of him. And I think that would have been really funny. Logan would have been totally down for it. But, there was something interesting because Bob is so good at what he does. Mm-hmm. When he approaches you, you actually can feel the anxiety in your chest raising up. And you're like, I mean, if you were dumb and listened to what he says, you would think, oh my God, there's a demon in my chest right now. And I got to let it out. There was a whole lot of speaking tongues.
Yeah, we got 7 people speaking tongues.
I wish my demon would come out speaking Chinese.
Oh,
that's what I want.
That would be
fantastic. I want a Chinese speaking demon.
These people were truly speaking in tongues.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I went that last Pentecostal revival I went to,
they started doing that,
I left it. My knees started jumping in sympathy. I was like, I'm getting too much into this. This is too weird. And I left.
Now get into it.
I love the Pentecostal revival.
I'm not a group person, obviously.
Well, I understand that because we had to stand up at the beginning. And there was a lot of correlations between this and a James Arthur Ray seminar.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of correlations.
Or if you get in the forum or any of those other group kind of Scientology, sessions.
We had to stand up and introduce ourselves to everyone around us and handshake and hug and all this kind of stuff.
Proper disclosure.
And I'm just like, kind of sick. I don't want to get too close.
Oh, did you?
No, actually, I was all over everybody.
You should have hacked the loogie,
I leg humped Bob Larson, as a matter of fact.
Did you really?
I should have. In retrospect, I should have.
See, I wish I were bold enough to do some stuff like that. I'm just not bold enough. I'll think it.
Well, you know, I mean, I would speak out of turn.
Yes.
You know, I would do that.
I call them my gopher moments where I pop up and I'm like, excuse me. Yeah.
Well, it's just he's very intimidating and because he's trying to raise the anxiety. So he's asking these questions that you don't know exactly what he's going for.
Right.
Well, you know, he's not giving you enough information in the question.
But you're caught up in the moment.
Basically, he's
saying,
in his own way, based on what I believe, not what the church really believes,
or the King James Version Bible.
Or what I believe, or what the church believes, what is the correct answer for this religious question.
For the scenario.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, Bob, what do you think it is? And then, like he says, he starts quoting from the Bible, and he says, now this isn't the King James Bible, because it's wrong.
It is.
So, yeah. So we can all agree on that, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his version's right. But the thing is he was really...
It.
Yeah. he was very difficult in knowing whether or not which way you should go. And if you answered right, he would really get in your face and go, are you sure? Why would you answer that way? That just doesn't make... Why would you do that? And they're like, oh. He's like, well, then stick to your guns because you're right, you know. Or if you
but
were wrong...
But he's drill sergeant, right.
He brutalized you first. And even if you're wrong, he's like, no, you're wrong, you know, and then go ask someone else. So he's like, how many people think yes?